Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for Mesa City Council for Monday, October 1st, 2012. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Richens, who's out of town and won't be joining us today. And the first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 2 through 3D. Item 3E through 4B. Items 4C through 4E. Items 4F through 6A. And items 6B through 7. Okay. Next item is the appointment of one appointment to the Mesa Area Development Authority Executive Board. This is the board which has as its primary responsibility the AZ Labs. And since the original appointment, we appointed staggered terms. We've now come to the end of the first year, so it's time to reappoint those who had staggered terms. Entertain a motion to approve. So motion from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I had a district coffee last Friday morning. I want to thank the Arizona Academy of Emergency Services for being our host, and Deputy Chief Corey Hayes from the Fire Department for giving a very good presentation on emergency preparedness and how citizens could connect with the department to take community classes in emergency preparedness. The city is coordinated with surrounding cities to permit citizens from any of our neighboring communities to take courses depending on the time of year. And so it's great regional cooperation to get that word out. And I wanted to thank her for a very good presentation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Vice Mayor.
And bouncing off of that, speaking of emergency services, I just spent a couple days in Brea, California with the National League of Cities Public Safety and Crime Prevention Committee working on a policy documenting the importance of emergency medical services to our community. There is no NLC policy currently on emergency medical services, despite the role both the private and public sector play in providing EMS. So this will, if this policy is adopted in Boston in November, we'll get the NLC involved in helping to advocate for good EMS systems.
Good, thank you. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I attended a fundraiser for ASU Hockey, the ASU Hockey Club team, which actually was surprised that they bring over $1.5 million into the school for tuition from out of the country and out of state for all the young men that are playing on the ASU hockey team. If you have not gone to a game, it's at, help me out, Oceanside, and it's probably one of the best hockey games you will have seen in the last 10 years, I guarantee you. So check it out. It was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money.
And sounds really cool.
It was a little hot yesterday, but yes, in general, it is very cool. If you go to Oceanside, you do really need to bring a coat, and flip-flops, not so much. So
a coat and flip-flops, not so much.
Oh,
okay.
No, that's the Western.
Okay, gotcha. Anything else?
Not so much.
Not so much. One item I forgot last week, because as I was mentioning our Cyber Summit, which we held last Wednesday, is to thank our police department, who took a very active role in putting that on, especially Chief Johnny Mesa and Eloy Garza, who Chief Mesa actually moderated a panel, did a very good job, although he kept moving off camera. Chief Mesa, next time you need to move toward the camera. You'll learn, toward the camera. But our police department did a great job in helping to put that together, and we appreciate that. So thank you, all of you. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we have a study session this Thursday, October 4th at 7:30 a.m. And also on Thursday is the Mesa Historical Museum is having their downtown grand opening at 51 East Main Street. It's a busy place, 51 East Main, all of a sudden.
That it is. Thank you. Anything else? Have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Higgins, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs.